Here's a startling truth. If you're reading this and were born after 1997, you have better than even odds of blowing out 105 candles on your birthday cake. This isn't a futuristic fantasy. It's demographic reality backed by decades of data. For Jack, born in 1945, reaching 70 was a solid achievement. For Jane, born in 1998, stopping at 70 would be tragically premature. Yet most of us are still planning our lives, careers, and finances as if we'll follow Jack's timeline. This disconnect between our expected lifespan and our life structure creates what might be the defining challenge of our era. How do we design a life worth living when it stretches across an entire century? The math is brutal. Jack saved just 4.3% of his income because he worked 42 years to fund 8 years of retirement, a comfortable 5-to-1 ratio. Jimmy, born in 1971, needs to save 17.2% annually to retire at 65. For Jane, that jumps to 25%. These aren't pessimistic projections. They assume steady employment, consistent returns, and no financial disruptions. Add student debt, soaring housing costs, and career interruptions, and these percentages become impossible. Common solutions fail. Living on less ignores rising healthcare costs. Downsizing sounds practical until smaller properties in desirable areas command premium prices. Aggressive investing means gambling your retirement security when you need money to last 40 years. The inescapable conclusion? The three-stage life, education, career, retirement, is mathematically dead. We need a multi-stage life with varied careers, strategic breaks, and deliberate transitions. This isn't about working longer. It's about working differently, with periods dedicated to learning, exploration, and renewal woven throughout our extended lifespans. A 60-plus year career will outlast most nations in their current form. Since 1979, the labor market has hollowed out. High-skilled jobs, software engineers, healthcare specialists, and low-skilled jobs, personal care, hospitality, have grown, while middle-skilled jobs, administrative roles, manufacturing, middle management, have vanished. MIT economist David Otter explains this through routine versus non-routine tasks. Technology replaces routine work, but enhances skilled workers. Oxford researchers predict 47% of U.S. jobs face automation risk. What remains uniquely human? Complex problem solving requiring nuanced judgment and interpersonal interactions demanding situational adaptability. Pagliani's paradox reminds us we know more than we can tell. Reading social cues or making contextual decisions involves tacit knowledge machines struggle to replicate. Corporate volatility accelerates. S&P 500 companies lasted 67 years in the 1920s, by 2013, just 15 years. The most promising path? Augmented work, humans and machines collaborating. In Centaur chess, amateur players with mid-level computers consistently outperform both grandmasters and supercomputers alone, revealing how human intuition and machine processing combine for superior results. Financial assets matter, but intangible assets, relationships, knowledge, health, make life meaningful and sustainable over 100 years. Unlike money, these can't be easily measured, traded, or reversed, making them fundamentally more important, yet complex to manage. Productive assets directly enhance career prospects. The most valuable skills are difficult to imitate. Creativity, empathy, mental flexibility that complements advancing technology. Knowledge productivity is collaborative. Studies of Wall Street analysts show individual performance depends significantly on professional networks. When star analysts change firms, performance typically declines unless their team moves with them, proving professional social capital is crucial. Personal reputation functions like a corporate brand, connecting skills across companies and sectors during career transitions. Physical and mental health constitute vital intangible assets. Being incapacitated at 50 has far greater consequences when life expectancy is 100 rather than 70. Exercise, nutrition, and cognitive stimulation maintain mental acuity throughout a longer life. Close friendships, what researchers call the regenerative community, maintain sanity and happiness. Well-connected people maintain greater vitality than isolated individuals. Over 100 years, these deep friendships become simultaneously harder to maintain, yet more valuable as anchors through decades of change. Transformational assets facilitate successful transitions between life stages, self-knowledge through continuous reflection, diverse networks providing new perspectives, and openness to new experiences. Jimmy, born in 1971, initially expected a traditional three-stage life: work, retire at 70, live on reduced income. Instead, he adopts a multi-stage approach. At 45, he self-funds industry training after his employer refuses. By 65, he's a certified project manager running large IT projects in Africa. This extended working life requires only an 8.5% savings rate versus the impossible 17% needed traditionally. Jane, born in 1998, faces even starker choices. She structures life around five stages: traveling and networking in her 20s, joining a food company and raising children in her 30s, retraining at 45, consulting and reaching executive director by 60, then creating a portfolio career at 72 until retiring at 85. This requires a challenging but achievable 10.9% savings rate. The multi-stage life decouples age from stage, requiring everyone to retain youthful characteristics, plasticity in thinking, playfulness in approaching challenges, and courage to take novel actions. The exploration stage involves excitement, curiosity, and investigation, staying agile while minimizing commitments. Unlike traditional gap years, this is an extended life stage where people discover what they enjoy and excel at. Mid-career professionals might take sabbaticals to work abroad or in new industries. The most transformative explorations include crucible experiences, immersive volunteering, or challenging endeavors that push personal boundaries. A new economic stage is emerging, where people forsake conventional careers to create entrepreneurial activities. Independent producers create transient structures, pop-ups focused on the activity itself, like freelance consultants combining multiple gigs or digital nomads creating online content. This stage emphasizes developing intangible assets like skills, networks, and reputation over accumulating wealth. The portfolio stage involves simultaneously pursuing multiple activities rather than focusing on a single role. A typical portfolio might include board positions, mentoring, passion projects, and family commitments, balancing some for income, others for community or personal interests. While three-stage lives have only two transitions, multi-stage lives have many more. Recharging transitions replenish vitality through sabbaticals or travel. Recreation transitions actively invest in productive intangibles, new skills, knowledge, networks, enabling movement into genuinely new stages. Time and relationships transform profoundly. Companies like Microsoft Japan report 40% productivity increases with 4-day work weeks. Marriages beginning at 30 might last 70 years, experiencing multiple career changes and personal transformations. Modern families have fewer children but more grandparents, creating four-generation families with rich knowledge transfer. The gender pay gap persists largely because high-paying jobs involve significant time pressure. In multi-stage lives, where partners alternate intensive careers with flexible work, greater lifetime income equality could emerge. Multi-generational living offers significant advantages. Children spend time with grandparents, working parents receive support, and elderly relations maintain purposeful roles. A 100-year life isn't just segmented stages. It's a journey shaped by personal choices and values that define your authentic self, beyond evolutionary imperatives. Success requires planning to protect assets and experimentation to explore possible selves. Education must shift from front-loaded learning to lifelong development. Corporations need transformations. Balancing tangible and intangible assets, supporting transitions, adopting multi-stage careers, and becoming gender agnostic, age agnostic, and experiment friendly. Governments must replace age-related schedules with lifetime allowances and improve financial literacy. Longevity amplifies inequality. The rich live significantly longer than the poor. Success requires self-knowledge, skills, financial resources, and negotiating power, attributes concentrated among higher earners. Those with lower incomes risk lives that are nasty, brutish, and long. The primary agents of change are individuals themselves. Millions experimenting with new lifestyles will generate shared demand for flexibility. Freed from the three-stage straitjacket, we can build cathedrals rather than shopping malls. The true gift isn't just more years to live, it's more ways to live them.